the activities to be carried out with the use of the technology is not so easy when the technology has to be applied to ancient text and to produce important results for the interpretation of meanings of philosophical words. Obviously, we had in my institute, the institute which I have the honor to chair, we have a lot of experience since many years. In fact, we work and we manage different texts, a lot of texts in different languages, and we are one of the first institute in the world who processed many million words in different languages. So we can say, yes, we have the experience to participate to this important project also for this kind of results. But when you have to try to find important results of within philosophical texts, Greek philosophical texts, Arabic translation of this text, and you have to link all these activities with activities carried out by other scholars in other parts of the world, we have to take into consideration many different things in the same time. For example, I would like to say you only some example of what I mean in this moment. We have to consider that we have to process text, different languages, different fonts, probably images, and we have to take into consideration that scholars have to annotate the text, and probably you have to extract from the text lexicographical information. This lexicographical information carried out on your text has to be connected, linked with work given in other institutions. It was very important for me and for my institute to give our experience to Cristina D'Ancona and to Professor Endres in Bochum, because this is an important activity also for us. What I would like to present here this morning is in fact an application about which we have already thought many years ago when I designed for the first time a philological workstation, a multimodular philological workstation with the financial support of the European Commission. That very old project was named BEMBI, Better Access to Manuscripts and Browsing of Images, which is the first workstation devoted to the philological work. But the technology changed, and now we have not on our table a desktop. That application was not online application. Now we have the importance to create something which could be used online. And what we are studying and what we have already realized for Cristina D'Ancona and for the Greek Inter-Arabic project is an open source web application for scholarly editing and processing digital documents to be disseminated not only on paper but also on online servers. This application is more or less a computational philology system which could be used by different scholars in a collaborative way. And they have to interact with each other. The main activities which I would like to stress this morning are represented by two branches of this application. It was impossible for me to explain all the different modules. But these applications are a very special index and concordance system designed specifically for the Greek Inter-Arabic project, and a more philological oriented, textual criticism oriented module. I have not the time to explain other modules which are represented by natural language processing system, which are important and on which we have to study and to work a lot. For example, the morphological, automatic morphological analyzer of Greek and or Arabic language, on which we have already some very important results. Obviously, we are working more on Greek, on Arabic language, because you know better than me that for the Greek, we have the Morpheus project realized in Boston at the Tufts University by my friend Gregory Crane, which inserted this module for the automatic lemmatization of Greek in the Perseus project. This application is far to be a final product. This is a work in progress, but the results we obtained so far are very encouraging, because we used the first system and the first modules for national and international project. As far as the first is concerned, we adopted many of these features, the features of this system, for the electronic edition of the manuscript by Ferdinand de Saussure, and we manage also the catalog and the editing manuscript of the historical archive of the Gregoriana University in Rome, and the management online of the Opera Omnia of Galileo Galilei. And as far as the international project, we are dealing with Greek into Arabic, but many things are similar. There are some similarities when we have to apply the software also for the Italian translation of the Talmud, a project which will begin next month, and for another project very similar to this one, for the old provincial manuscript for pharmaceutical medical receipts, transmitted in old provincial text and with the comparison with the Hebrew and Arabic translations. These projects have been financed by the DFG, and the colleague in Germany is in the Freie Universität Berlin in Romans Philology Department. The project has been approved a few weeks ago. So, I think that what we have to study is something that it is not useful only for this project, but we have to tend to realize something flexible to be used not only for this project, but also for medieval philology, for papyrology, epigraphy, and, in my opinion, also for other branch of philology, like, for example, the modern authors' manuscripts or the old printed books, because by a structural point of view, there are not so many differences. My contribution today is concerned with only the two main components I already told. I think to have another opportunity to explain what we realized and what we are realizing for the morphological analyzer of Arabic language. There is another point very interesting, which probably I have the possibility to present in next future, because now we are testing the system, which is the use of a special module which allows scholar to edit lexical entries using a specific formalism. Following the positive results we obtained for this Saussure project, it is based on the theory of computational lexicons and makes it possible to enhance the semantic information retrieval operation. But we have to test, because we don't know if this kind of formalism is applicable also to these kind of words. The samples I will show this morning are related to the so-called pseudo-theology Aristotle's realized within the Al-Kindi circle. The two components are, and now I would like to show you something about the indexation component. The creation of indexes follows rules which depend on many different phenomena. For example, the alphabet in which the texts are edited and the aims of the editorial project. For these reasons, the computational system should be designed so as to include a series of essential indexation tools and an additional number of modules meeting the search requirements and the different types of texts. We cannot use the normal feature we have already developed many years ago because this case is particular for us. I will simply describe the case on which we are currently working. Each linguistic form must be accompanied by two parallel contexts referring to the two works, one of which is the translation of the other. Parallelism is essential for two reasons. Firstly, it is necessary to check any semantic differences between the two texts, and secondly, to evidence whether and to what extent there are particular form types responsible for this divergence, so as to be able to produce a contrastive lexicon. The examples are drawn from the work Greek into Arabic, where we have to process and compare the Greek text of Plotinian Aeneids, this is a page of a sample, and its Arabic translation. The translation often deviates from the original, not only because it modifies the sequence of the chapters, but also because it reprocesses the concepts generally of the abstract type on the basis of a still relatively unknown hermeneutic interpretative structure, which is one of the main goals of the research. For this reason, the computational tool has been studied in order to produce results which make it easier the work of the Arabists and lexicographers in Pisa and Baku. The two texts have been organized in corresponding numbered periodicals, and this is not a new strategy because many years ago, in 1981, when I studied the late Latin translation of an Hippocratic treatise, the Periaeron Hudatum Topon, I used the same strategy to divide the two texts into parallel pericopes. A pericope is a sentence of different length, in order to know how the Latin translator rendered the technical term available in the Greek original Hippocratic treatise. The number of the pericope is at the top of each frame, and there are also, here it is possible to see one enlargement of one pericope. There is also some typographical information about the text from which these pericopes have been extracted. They have been stored. Oh, sorry, this is the markup system in XML of each pericope, and it means that all the texts have been encoded in this way. They have been stored so that it is possible to read the Greek text in its original sequence and the corresponding Arabic version. In the green box, it is immediately evident that the Arabic version expanded the original text. In the same slide, we notice that there is a gender in the Arabic text highlighted in red. We see that we have a sequence 1, 2, 3, 5, 5, 6, but we have a gender 10, 11. It is really easy to find where this verse is located and to what section of the original Greek it corresponds. In fact, browsing now through the Arabic text in its natural original flow, it is possible to read the Greek text corresponding to the lines jumped in the Arabic version. The line jumping, the interruption of the sequence previously observed in now, is now clear and can be analyzed. Oh, sorry. Obviously, this is much more difficult to show in the PowerPoint presentation than in using the system, because in the graphical interface for the final user, it is very easy to click on the position of the Greek or Arab to see the immediate corresponding text. So it is very easy to find where the Arab translator modified, enlarged the original Greek. And in the other sense, it is very easy to see what kind of part of the Greek text have been moved in the translation.